Good evening, everybody. Welcome to McCabe's. Thank you so much for coming out and supporting live music here on the west side. We appreciate that so very much. We have a couple of announcements before we start the program. Firstly, if you would take this time to turn your cell phones off or set them to vibrate or silence, you can take the batteries out of them and give them to your neighbors. We've been listening to a great group. This is a duo called Chris and Thomas. They came to our attention when they did a live on air on KCRW about 2 weeks ago, and we were just so knocked out. We called the station, found out how to get a hold of them, and we booked them for next week. They're here the 20th of July. A great, great show, and this is a great opportunity to catch them before they start playing bigger places, so I recommend that. Also, we have a really interesting show to tell you about. We're co-producing with the Malibu Center for Performing Arts. This will be taking place in August. This is the Richie Fury Band with Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson and Icy Hawks in L.A. Oh, my God, what a triple bill. All three acts on the same stage. We happen to have the best seats available here in our box office here in the store. You can buy tickets online or go to the Malibu site and buy tickets through them, but if you want the best seats, we've got them right back here. Lastly, Mort Saul's coming our way in just a couple of weeks. That's right. And we just confirmed today and just put tickets on sale for the return of Jack Shit, one of the greatest bar bands ever known. And since we don't have a bar, it's really kind of a weird show, but it's a really, really... really great show. Essentially, this is Elvis Costello's band with Val McCallum on guitar, and they are amazing, amazing, amazing. I can't recommend them highly enough. All right, what else can I tell you? Please, no recording or flash photography during the performance. That green illuminated sign is the emergency exit. When the fireworks go off and something goes horribly wrong, we want you to use that door and not the front. And I think I've done all the public service announcements I can muster for one night. Let's start the show, shall we? We have a great, great group coming our way. They've played with us in various incarnations over this last year or so. I consider them friends, and I'm amazed by these songs. Please welcome the Willard Grant Conspiracy.
The first song we're going to play is a song called The Trials of Harrison Highweed Hayes. And Harrison, it's really, his real name was Harrison Mays, but I changed it because I like the alliteration. He was a Baptist preacher, but what he was mainly known for, besides having snake handling services, was painting signs on the top of people's barns. And he would paint these day glow signs that said, "Welcome to Earth, get right with God." Kind of a unique ministry, I think. All kinds of servants here. prisons to turn you to stone. Sure, I would be misheard. It's rare that intentions are left undisturbed. The truth leads us down a strange road, each one different, I suppose. And many a seeker is left unlearned. Based on another true story. This is another uplifting true story about a girl who fell in a well in San Marino and died. I always know we're in good company if somebody laughs at that. It's like, it's the way I test the room. It's like a litmus test. It's the girl in the well, killed by a man who owned my family. It's many years since I fell, so many years, and still no one has found me. I was 14 years old when I died. Your head turned, the fields were alive, so alive. This you called out to me, and I ran. I didn't want to be under him anymore. was the girl in the well, trying to hide. My fingers slipped. The darkness, I cried. Oh, how I cried. All these tears taken by this water. Was the girl in the well, killed by a man who owned my family.
About 3 years ago, I was reading this article in the Wall Street Journal, of all places, and the title of the article was "What's Happened to All the Good Protest Songs?" Which I thought was funny for the Wall Street Journal to be writing about. But no, it was actually a well thought out piece. They made a point that nobody seemed to know how to write them anymore because they weren't being written from first person or something like that. So this is an anti-war song. It's based on a letter from the Civil War called the Sullivan Ballou Letter. Guns and fly. I've been here 3 weeks now, maybe a little more. Tomorrow they will ask us to take that stand of trees, for I feel inside my chest the same as my enemy. There's a stutter in my lungs, a chatter in my breathing. Should be married to the method of my leaving. Rarely found in situations that caused me to deliver. So I stay awake and write you, keep me from the shiver. If you were a friend, I'd want to save your pain. If you were a lover, well, I'd do the same. We were joined, I want to capture stars, like the moose inside your chest, forever keep you warm. Drown me my maker, my body broken on the shore, ask for my forgiveness, and never nothing more. Every night you lay awake, not evermore.
About 2 years ago, I was online one night with a friend, Steve Wynn. Do you know Steve?
Yeah.
And we discovered we were online at the same time, you know, but not an instant message thing. I hate it. No, not on MySpace either. We have that, but not there. Anyway, we discovered we were online at the same time, so I thought it'd be fun to play like kind of a writing game and start a lyric by sending him two lines, and then he'd respond to me with two lines. And then by the end of it, I'd hopefully have the song written. So we did that, and then we recorded it on our new record, which is called Let It Roll. And then about a year ago, we were on a radio station here in town, and it was very, very late at night, and we were talking Red Sox and the Yankees and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, the DJ said, "Why don't we play some songs?" And I said, "Well, I'll play this song with Steve," and I was figuring he'd jump in, right? So I'm playing the song, and he's just sitting there, looking at me. I finish the song, and you know, he goes, "Wow, that's a really good song. I don't remember writing it." And I said, "Well, I guess it wasn't back to the songs." Has an itch, needs to be scratched. Alice has a contract where it watches her back. There's pleasure to be had in running up against the wheel. Not for nothing, the scars never heal. Johnny found God behind the Taco Bell. Voice rang through the chemical smell. Day after day, he went back for the call. Whispered to a murmur, nothing at all.
the voices running down the wire. Pain and the pleasure the living requires. More power in the arrow that's left in the quiver. Not for nothing, nothing lasts forever. And I dreamed I saw the angels flying low. Their compass all as good, so I'm told. Of the moments and faces and all the people that brought me here. The day I learned to step through the wreckage, scavenger without shame or fear. The little children rail against an early bed. Yeah, I just try to drown the voices in my head. I take whatever means to get me through the night. Place myself against an artificial light. And I dreamed I saw the angels flying low. Their compass all that's good, for so I'm told. And I dreamed I saw the angels flying low. Their compass all that's good, so I'm told. Filled up her veins. James is king of everything inside his head. And Harry has an answer for the hamsters in the wheel. Not for nothing, nothing ever seems real. And I dreamed I saw the angels flying low. They encompass all that's good, so I'm told. And I dreamed I saw the angels flying low. Their compass all that's good, so I'm has a contract where it watches her by.
cure from all our fears. May angels guard us while we sleep, as morning light appears.
Very much. We're going to do one more song. I'd like to introduce you to, this is Kirk Swan on electric guitar. This is Robert Lloyd on recording. For those of you who don't know, we have 34 members in the band. We just couldn't fit them in the car tonight. So you may see any number of different lineups of this if you ever come to see us again. I appreciate you listening tonight. This is called Farewell.
Come down strong. Come down hard. Strong words say for too long. Found a way. Poison our bed. Draw me up, draw me down. Take this medicine, broken cup. I didn't think this bitter taste would linger on. Farewell, my delicate one. I'll make it up to you. Every day, in every way, your books say, a man can change. But I guess that I was fine, something in the way. Farewell, delicate one. Make it up to you. Morning sun.
Thank you very much. We hope to see you all again. Thank you for coming in the feed for having us. Thank you, Lincoln.
That's the Willard Grand Conspiracy, people. We're going to take a few minutes and see if the other 900 members of the band can find parking. And we're going to take about 10 minutes before Maria comes out. We invite you to have coffee and cookies.